The Electoral Commission says it is well prepared for the special voting day on December 1. The Deputy Communications Director of the EC, Yusuf Ayuba, told Radio Ghana that all logistics are in place, and the EC is also working with the police to ensure adequate security on that day. Mr. Ayuba spoke to Jonathan Thompson.
As I speak, although there are preparations going on, the Commission hasn't formally said anything, so I would have wished to wait tomorrow after the IPAC meeting. The Commission would make its position very clear and we can speak on it.
What time is the IPAC meeting?
10 a.m. tomorrow. So, you know, before every general election, there are special category of persons who do the special voting because they will be involved directly in the election day activity. So we have had an opportunity to apply to vote in for the special voting. So we've compiled their list. So come the 1st of December, these persons, category of persons, would be voting in the special voting exercise. These people are the security agencies, election officials, and you, the media.
Is everything in place?
You know, the Commission did not deal directly with individual media houses. What we did was to write formally to the National Media Commission to inform the various media houses, you know, to compile their list for special voting. And then the National Media Commission would directly submit it to the Electoral Commission, which they did.
So do you have the number of persons who will be voting on that day, the special voting? Do you have the list and the statistics?
I haven't updated myself with the final figure.
And in terms of security, what are you doing to protect the people who vote on the special day?
The responsibility of the Electoral Commission is to make available all the necessary, you know, materials and platform to enable, you know, Ghanaians go and cast their vote. When it comes to security, we collaborate with the police service to provide us with security. So we've talked with them. They've assured us that adequate security will be provided come election day to ensure that Ghanaians, you know, go freely, you know, to the polling station to cast their vote without devoid of any incidents at the other polling station. So we've been assured by the Ghana Police Service that they will provide us with adequate security necessary to ensure that there's peace, you know, from election day. You know, a lot of people are confused as to whether if their ID cards are missing, they can still vote. Yes, if you don't have your ID card and you've not been able to, you know, get a replacement for your lost ID card, you can still walk to the polling station on election day. You mention your name to the name reference list officer who has a list of all the registered, you know, people in that particular polling station, arranged alphabetical. So if you mention your name as it appears on the voter's ID card, you will be able, you know, to trace your name and you'll be allowed to see the verification officer who will verify you biometrically and then you'll be allowed to vote.
Yusuf Ayuba is the deputy PRO of the EC, and with regards to security, the Ghana Police Service says it is well prepared to ensure total security on December 7. The Director of Public Affairs of the Service, Superintendent Cephas Arthur, told Jonathan Thompson that the police have identified potential hotspots and are also ready to tackle unforeseen circumstances. He said they are engaging other stakeholders like the political parties and the media to ensure professional collaboration come election day.
We are prepared, I must say, adequately for the election in terms of logistics and equipment. We are still adding on to it, though. As the Director General CID said some time ago, we are ready when EC is ready. We are ready when EC is ready. That presupposes that once the whistle is blown, we are ready to go. We have got our personnel earmarked, including others that are coming to support us from other security agencies. I've got our logistics ready, our boots are polished, our shields, batons, pepper spray, tear gas, water cannons, I mean equipment for managing public order situations, everything is set. As I said, we'll be adding a little bit onto the time guest 9. But we are not leaving just at that. We are also ensuring that whilst we have got all these things ready, we also engage the other stakeholders to get them on board so that when we all see the election through the same spectacle and agree that it is a peaceful election that we need, then nobody will do anything to derail the peace or the peaceful conduct of the election, such that we have to resort to the use of our pepper spray, the use of our public order management equipment, the shields, the batons, the water canal and the...
Okay, when you talk about other stakeholders, typically who are you referring to?
I'm talking about, yes, the political parties. And even for the political parties, we have engaged about four different groupings within the political parties. The leadership, or the executive, general secretary and chairpersons, youth leadership of the various political parties, the representatives of the various political parties in Adan, Akwa Safari. We have also engaged with the National Media Commission, one, the media on another hand, National Commission for Civic Education, Electoral Commission, another. We have also engaged with the Christian Council, the Kali Vision Conference, the clergy of the Islam, faith, the Confederation of Disability Organizations in the country, the Macho Men Association, and the rest. And you see that it is quite a broad spectrum of engagement, of dialoguing.
I believe that you've been able to identify certain flashpoints, but in every election or at any point in time, you cannot ignore the fact that there are surprises that can spring up. Places that you do not expect that could actually spark up could be a source of worry to all of us. Are you adequately prepared for any unforeseen circumstances or flashpoints?
You are right. You are right. You have identified these hotspots. We call them hotspots. And we have put measures in place to neutralize them. Why so the IGP is quick to say that all police stations are potential hotspots. So we are not oblivious of the fact that certain, if I can say, safe spots can erupt into some disturbances. And so we are opening our eyes to all police stations. We are not limiting our focus or our attention only on the hotspots. But that we are ensuring that all other polling stations are adequately catered for.
And how about the information to your own police personnel who will be deployed to the various places? Do they know where they are being deployed to, and is there adequate transportation for them to reach there on time?
Everything has been taken care of.
Superintendent Cephas Arthur is the Director of Public Affairs of the Police Service.